Welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's the first day of February. Today is a Thursday, a thoroughly confusing Thursday, the first day of February, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 47 today and a low of 31 and showers. Man, we had fucking wind. Unbelievable. Yesterday, the power went out early twice. And then we had to reset all the computers. And so the broadcaster, it'll be kicking out today. I'm sure of it. It kicked out once right when I was trying to put the program on the air. But it just takes a second to bring it back up. And you have to be patient with me today, I reckon, is what I'm saying. Anyways, we'll be right back and we'll go straight. Well, we'll talk about some shit.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, before we jump over to the CNBC, CNN, and Fox, I was surfing, looking for some more information on this convoy bullshit. I haven't really looked that close at it. And, I found exactly what I expected to find. You know, the two guys that are leading that, I don't know how much those big bus motorhomes cost. That one there, probably a couple hundred grand, I got to think, with a tip out on it. Badass, brand fucking new, with the fucking flag on it. And these are the guys that are heading the fucking deal. This is a fucking bunch of horse shit. They're going down there to pray. They're going to go down there and pray. They're on a mission from God, and they're going to go down there and pray is what they claim. But I'm watching them go down there. They're fucking waving those fucking corporate fucking flags, and that's what them fuckers are. That red, white, and blue, I don't give a shit how many of you don't like it out there. That red, white, and blue was created through fucking statute, and it was never fucking ratified by the fucking people. It was created by an institution that was never ratified by the fucking people, who never gave... we never gave any permission. We never gave them any authority. That is a corporate fucking flag. You might as well be out there saying, I'm a part of the stupid ass fucking corporation that's destroying this country. You're a bunch of fucking Trump tards is what you fucking are. You will accomplish nothing. You will probably go down and get your fucking asses kicked, but you can pray your ass off. It ain't going to change a fucking thing until you, or if you ever. Get the goddamn balls to stand up and fucking just enforce the fucking law. This fucking big convoy. Somebody's going to make a fucking men off this. I'll guarantee you that. and the stupid. If you follow these motherfuckers, you're stupid. All it took was driving down to the goddamn border and parking my fucking car. I'd already been there. It ain't going to fucking do shit. They're visiting all these towns. All these towns are looking forward to it because they're going to make a big bunch of fucking money off these fucking fools. And then they're going to drive down and they're going to park and they're going to pray. Some of them are carrying guns and stuff. You ain't going to do shit. You're the same fucking people who haven't done shit all your fucking lives. Your fathers didn't do shit. Your father's fathers didn't do shit. You went out and voted. That's what you fucking did. You voted for change. You saw the country deteriorating. Still, you went out and you fucking played the game. Instead of going out and taking your goddamn name off the voter rolls and becoming a fucking American national, standing for this goddamn country and for the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791, you won another fucking election. As I'm surfing through this shit, I find here, you know, you have the little squares and they'll have two or three a minute. It's Trump live in California at the California Republican Convention. I had to turn it on and listen for a bit. Then Trump says, day one, within the first 24 hours, he will close the border. Well, let's see what he said fucking 6 years ago or whatever, 7 years ago. Let's see what he said about 7 years ago here. Let's see if I can find it here. Here we are. He's going to close the border in 24 hours. Ready?
My first hour in office, those people are gone. We will immediately terminate President Obama's two illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law and the Constitution to give amnesty to approximately 5 million illegal immigrants. 5 million.
So there you go again. He's standing up, the same fucking carnival barker he was last time a fucking round. And he also said he was going to protect our fucking, I'm going to protect your Second Amendment. I can never speak like a carnival barker. But let's just see what he was saying.
Take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
And he claimed that last time he protected your second article. The motherfucker signed an unlawful executive fucking fiat dictate to outlaw the fucking bump stocks for the fucking ATF. They didn't even play like there was a fucking Congress or pretend like there was a fucking Senate. He just fucking signed a fucking dictate. He has no authority. This motherfucker thinks you're going to be that. Well, from the people that were out there, I mean, they're so fucking desperate in California, man. They're desperate for everything. Maybe you will go out there. Maybe have another fucking election. I'll walk away from this shit and I'll never look back. I'll leave you motherfuckers to your fucking demise. Because that's what you fucking deserve. End this fucking goddamn convoy bullshit. Go look at the fucking bus them motherfuckers bought. Brand fucking new. While people are sleeping under goddamn underpasses. While people that are out there really know what they're doing, that have the fucking answers and want the fucking fight, you keep the money away from them. These are moneyed people. These are goddamn mammon worshippers. You look at the son of a bitches and listen to their fucking phony asses talk. It's like fucking down there at Mallard with the goddamn 3%ers and Oath Keepers Incorporated. I guarantee these motherfuckers are running a 501c3 right fucking now. And they bought that fucking bus to it. What could you do with that $200,000? Fuck, I could eat. No. No, man, fucking vote for the lesser of two pedophiles. He talked about fucking stopping goddamn cutting up little children alive, but he wouldn't talk about the fucking pedophilia. He wouldn't talk about the fucking Jews committing genocide in fucking goddamn Palestine. He wouldn't say a fucking word about that. And he will be king of the fucking Jews once a fucking again with all your fucking resources and all your stupidity. He'll throw you a couple of grand So you think that, oh gosh, he's a good guy and everything, what might have you, and then he'll start selling your fucking country out. He talked about the price of fucking gas, $6 a gallon, $8 a gallon down in California. And he said, drill, baby, drill. Hey, export, motherfucker, export. That's what you're doing. That's why you're drilling, baby. There went the broadcaster. Hang on a second. I'll put it right back up. There we are. Sorry about that. This is where we are. Like I said, he's drill, baby, drill. We have plenty. He talks about them emptying the reserves. We're going to fill them back up. And then he said the magic words, drill, baby, drill. They're drilling, baby. They're drilling. And they're fucking exporting it. And you're buying it at the fucking market price for the fucking world. You're fucking competing with China and every other country on this goddamn planet for your own fucking resources. He's a charlatan. He's a sham. He's a fucking pervert. He's a goddamn child molester. He's a piece of shit. He's an Epstein's buddy. But the fucking idiots out there, good Christians out there waving their fucking goddamn corporate flags. Yeah, you guys are too fucking stupid to live. You need to fucking die. You need to be wiped off this fucking planet. Pity the rest of us who aren't that fucking stupid. Anyway, we'll go on over here. I got to get over here. How am I going to do that? Okay. Like this. I'm going to take a drink of water here. It's drier than hell here. Well, let's see what the fucking, let's see what CNBC and Fox and New and fucking CNN have to say today. Report, U.S. plans week-long bombing campaign against Iran targets. Now, remember, he was going to fucking go after the Ayatollahs and all that shit, big mouth motherfucking shitty, fucking, I'm not going to call him president, fucking CEO shitty pants, or fucking, should I say, King Chuck's fucking lapdog shitty pants. I don't know where to just put that son of a bitch. This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com, and this is probably fucking, we'll see which affiliate he is attached to. Well, NBC News, right? And the first thing, officials told NBC News, you might as well be watching it on the fucking goddamn tube. U.S. officials told NBC News that the U.S. is planning to launch a week-long bombing campaign, in the Middle East in retaliation for the drone attack in northeast Jordan that killed three American soldiers. Now, remember, he was going after Malik, he was going right into Iran. The officials said that the targets are expected to include Iranian targets outside of Iran, and the campaign will involve strikes and cyber operations. Other reports have said the U.S. is considering targeting Iranians in Iraq and Syria, or the Iranian Navy. Okay, what happened to bombing the Ayatollahs? I mean, I tell you what, you go to war with them fucking Persians, you're going to have your war on your fucking hands. While the potential targets are not inside Iran, direct attacks on the Iranian military could provoke a full-blown war between the U.S. and Iran. The U.S. is considering taking the course of action, even though the Pentagon admitted it has no evidence Iran was directly involved in the drone attack in Jordan. Since when does evidence matter in this goddamn world anymore? It matters. It would matter if the fucking cunts in this country would enforce the fucking law. I mean, you have to have fucking a standard for anything to fucking matter now, don't you? I mean, this has got, I hear these people, you know, the people that preach that anarchy. That's what you fucking have, you idiots. This is what fucking anarchy is. Plain and simple. These fuckers have the fucking, the power hold on the biggest fucking gang. So, this is the utopia we're looking for with anarchy. We need law. There's no law. They talk about the international court. There's no international court. There's no international lobby. If there's goddamn three or four big countries that can fucking veto any goddamn thing against Israel, what the fuck? Or any other fucking goddamn tyrant. And we don't want, I don't want them to be involved in other people's fucking business. Let them kill each other if they want to. Ain't none of my business. But I will fucking, it is my business when I got to watch genocide and know that I'm fucking paying for it. You didn't mention that, did you, Trumpy? You didn't mention the fucking genocide on the Palestinians by your brother and fucking Israelis, did you, you Zionist piece of shit? The Pentagon has said the Jordan attack had the footprints. I love the terminology here. This is like when they came out and said that they could pull you over if they had reasonable suspicion. I remember this was years ago. And I wrote a letter to the editor for the local paper. And I fucking took and I defined suspicion. And it said, in their original report, they said, it cannot be just on a hunch. It has to be on a fucking reasonable suspicion. And I look up reasonable suspicion. I look up suspicion. And it says a hunch. So, you know. I just got a feeling, no fucking evidence whatsoever. And they use this terminology, footprints. What fucking footprints? Show me the fucking footprints. Oh, it's easy to say it. But yeah, I mean, like I said, the Pentagon has said the Jordan attack had the footprints of Kataiba, Hezbollah, one of the main Shia militias in Iraq. The U.S. says that Iran is responsible only because it arms Kitab, Hezbollah, and other Shia militias. U.S. officials told the New York Times that while Iran arms and funds the Shia militias, there's no evidence Tehran is calling the shots. Now, goddamn it, if don't we arm the fucking goddamn the kikes, the fucking goddamn IDF, the Israeli fucking goddamn fucking army? Don't we supply them with fucking weapons out the fucking yin yang? Billions of dollars worth of weapons? Aren't they committing genocide? Doesn't that make us responsible? So then if one of these countries that is fucking backing goddamn the Palestinians wants to come over and bomb us, that's perfectly fucking legit, right? You see, they played that international law all the time I was growing up. I remember about it. They're peacekeepers. They're to make sure there are no more wars. My fucking ball sack. That's the fucking New World Order. It's always been the New World fucking order. But here we go again. They supplied weapons. Maybe they sold them some weapons. I mean, we've sold weapons to Saudi Arabia that has committed fucking genocide in fucking Yemen, haven't we? Aren't we responsible for that? Shouldn't somebody be? Well, I forgot about fucking Nuremberg 2.0. They're going to get them, guys. Don't you worry. Fucking because these sleuths out here are going to fucking tell us things that we already fucking know and known for fucking years. And they're going to fucking keep pushing this shit down the road. And you're going to have another fucking campaign. And you're going to select. You're going to fucking legitimize a fucking fraud. And that an occupation is putting on a fucking unlawful election because they are a corporation, and this is not, the people don't have to fucking submit to any fucking corporate fucking goddamn dictates. And the corporation has no fucking authority to have an election. And the corporation has no authority to fucking violate the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15th, 1791. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Wednesday that U.S. intelligence suggests that the drone attack was carried out by the Islamic Resistance of Iraq, a shadow umbrella group of Iraq Shia militias. What's that? Well, and you can, and you put up the papers to prove that? I mean, you got the footage? I mean, we can take goddamn evidence and put it out on the net. You know, we have fucking here evidence, just like this fucking Biden. Hunter Biden at the top of the page from the trenches. There he sits with them, or lays with them little fucking six-year-old girls dressed like prostitutes sitting all over him while he's fucking smoking fucking crack and, well, molesting, I think, don't you? I mean, I think that's more fucking evidence than Well, we got a footprint. We got a footprint. Where's the footprint? Let me see it. You lying son of a bitches. They're going forth with their fucking, I mean, it's come to the point they don't even give a fuck. They know they've taken over the fucking internet. They took over all the free fucking goddamn space in the public square. The Islamic resistance has taken credit for many of the 160 attacks that have been launched against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria since October. What the fuck are our forces doing in Iraq and Syria? We have to be invaders. We were invited to neither fucking place and we were kicked. And the Iraqis have told us they want us the fuck out of their country. So get the fuck out of their country. Then nobody can get fucking shot. No American fucking, well, UN soldier that we pay for. The UN fucking thug that we, the broadcaster went down. Excuse me, it just take a second. It'll do this for a day, maybe two. And then it'll stop it. Anyway, the Islamic resistance has taken the credit for 160 attacks that have been launched against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria since mid-October. The attacks started in response to U.S. support for the Israeli slaughter. Genocide! U.S. support. I mean, you supplied arms. You're fucking responsible. I mean, look at the hypocrisy here. You supplied the arms to them, so you're responsible for it. Well, you supplied the arms for a fucking genocide. Are you going to be held responsible in Gaza? See, any word they're going to use, slaughter, I mean, slaughter is a bad word. But genocide, everybody fucking understands genocide. You know, a slaughter could be a small slaughter, big slaughter, whatever. It's not the attempt to fucking eliminate a complete fucking race of people. Kirby also hinted at the possibility of a drawdown, Kirby also hinted at the possibility of a drawn-out bombing campaign. The first thing you see won't be the last thing, he said, adding that it won't be a one-off. That means just like Israel, when they take a fucking notion, they'll fly a Saudi over there into fucking Syria, Iraq, and probably Lebanon, and go ahead and do a little bombing, you know, just whenever they feel like it. No declarations of war. None of the shit that was sold to the people in that fucking phony-ass Federalist Papers. Remember, oh God, if you've read them, you know that when they were published and when they were putting out and the people wanted the Bill of Rights, they told them, you don't need a Bill of Rights. We have no authority to do anything to you. We have no authority without you. No, you never had any authority, period, because the people did not ratify that motherfucker. The people granted you no authority, and you granted it to yourself through your fucking stooges because you took your appointed fucking stooges. You'd be like your secretary. You took your own fucking people that you appointed and you went and you fucking claimed to ratify a document that was to have a jurisdictional authority over all the fucking people. You didn't. It's a fucking lie. It never was. And anybody who says we need that son of a bitch, I want them to explain to me what the fuck for. All it's been used to do is destroy our fucking country, steal our fucking wealth, and to try to take our goddamn freedom and liberty away from us, hasn't it? The Islamic Republic would decisively respond to any attack on the country, its interest, and nationals under any pretext, said Amir Syed Arvani, Iran's ambassador to the UN. You mean if you go and you attack these people who you cannot prove attacked you at all, you just got a footprint? Let me see the footprint, you son of a bitch. Like I said, this is goofy. Or more water. It is so fucking dry here, and I can't believe it's this dry and it rains so much. Let's see what else we got. Migrants being hidden in secret rooms guarded by the military at Atlanta Airport. What's going on? This is a video. And if you want to, you find out these guys go through and they do find these rooms where they're hiding them. They come in. You get out of here. You're an American national. You get the fuck out of here. You're an American national. You can't come here. You have to be a foreign national to be in this room in America that you fucking paid for, that you built. And I mean, this is what you fucking see on this video. Go ahead and take a look. Let's see what else we got here. Cars for Kids is supposed to give the car you donate to a low-income children instead. All the cars go to Jewish children. Jews are by far the most wealthy race in America. We already knew that, didn't we? Let's see what it says. Cars for Kids is a Jewish nonprofit car donation organization based in Lakewood, New Jersey. In the United States, Cars for Kids is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that states that its mission is to fund educational development and recreational programs for low-income youth, though programs largely facilitated by its sister charity, Aurora, which focuses on Jewish children and families. Well, of course, I mean, shock me with something, why don't you? I would have never suspected this. Who demands World Health Organization demands surveillance powers to monitor every man, woman, and child for disease control. And here's your fucking people's voice again. You know, they're going to want some fucking donations from you now. You can become a part. You can make some money on this one, man. You invest in it. And you, I mean, they've got the in evidently, and they're driving their Porsches with the fucking sheepskin covered fucking seats and going to their penthouse apartments. Let's see what Baxter Dimitri of the People's Voice has to say. The World Health Organization, WHO, is demanding vastly increased surveillance powers to monitor every single man, woman, and child on earth for disease control. And you're against this, I'm sure. According to the World Health Organization boss, Tedros Alderam, the unelected bureaucrats require increased surveillance powers to track the public and monitor the health of people, animals, and ecosystems. They are not satisfied with surveilling you and every member of your family. These control freaks are planning to surveil your pets, too. For those wondering how the World Health Organization could possibly justify invading the privacy of every single person on Earth, the answer is obvious. The globalist elite need these new powers so governments can prepare in the event of the next pandemic. The WHO is calling for expanded tracking powers in the latest draft of its International Pandemic Treaty. That's right. They are still pushing for the pandemic treaty, which means they have not given up on convincing nations to hand over the sovereignty to the Bill Gates funded global institution. The People's Voice reported the treaty will grant the World Health Organization sweeping global powers over humanity if passed. No, it won't. No, it won't, propagandists. Again, between the idea and the reality lies that fucking shadow. Step into the fucking shadow and enforce it. You can write anything on a piece of fucking paper you want. But when it comes to enforcing it and fucking there's lead fucking blowing your head off, they just really can't do it now, can they? I mean, you try to make it like that's these propagandist bastards. They try to make it like a foregone. This is what they give. It's giving sweeping global powers over humanity. Not if humanity tells them to shove it up their fucking ass and fucking backs it up with fucking lead and fucking gunpowder. Now, can they? You don't throw that part in because you're a fucking propagandist. You're a propagandist site. You're fucking Fox News. Elsewhere in the treaty, the World Health Organization outlines its new plan to censor so-called misinformation and disinformation online. However, the fine print makes clear that the WHO considers anything that runs counter to their narrative to be mis- or disinformation. There is no room for dissent in the far left, authoritarian future they have planned for us. Fuck them. They're not going to get it. This is just babble. Just keep you talking about something else other than the fucking genocide that you're fucking ignoring. I mean, to think that a genocide out in the open has gone on this fucking long, no fucking response in our fucking name, this fucking corporate, this unlawful corporation, this treasonous bunch of fucking goddamn outsiders his fucking goddamn backing, just like you, like we talked about the last article, being hypocritical, you know, paying financing for a fucking genocide. I mean, don't tell me about anything else, motherfucker, until you talk about genocide. And I really don't want to be talking about this stupid shit, because, you know, if everybody would quit being fucking wanting to drive a brand new fucking $200,000 motorhome down the road and get on 100 videos like there's somebody, like, just, it just like fucking reminds me of the 3 percenters and the Oath Keepers. I guarantee you it's a 501c3. I guarantee you they're going to make fucking bank off it. I guarantee you it ain't going to do a goddamn thing to stop nothing. In essence, the pandemic treaty will grant Bill Gates the right to write international law. No, it won't. He can write all the, I can sit here and write international law all day long, but you got to enforce that law. You see, that's where the shadow comes in. That's where you got to walk through that shadow, into the jungle. It's a shadow in the jungle. Ooh, what could happen? You aren't going to do shit. You're not going to do shit. So, I mean, why do you fucking push this goddamn narrative? Did you see how many people go, oh, I guess I'm going to have to get this. I'm going to have to take this up the ass too. Well, there's probably enough of them out there, because there sure as hell ain't enough to stand up and fucking enforce that goddamn unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. Or they'd be fucking doing it, you'd think. Unlike the lawmaking process in most Western nations, where elected officials are responsible for passing laws. No, they're not. These motherfuckers, there's never been, you know, they always come up with this act or this law. They just passed the law. The president signed it. That's not fucking law. Even if you were, if that original constitution were fucking real, the only way that a law, I mean, they could pass all the policies they want, but the only way they could ever pass a law is like the Volstead Act. It would have to be fucking, God damn it. Ratified. It would have to be ratified by all the states to become any kind of fucking national fucking law. How stupid are people these days? For the electorate, the World Health Organization process allows a small number of global representatives. See, they're talking about this like it's fact. It's not fact. These motherfuckers, what they, you know, don't allow them to do shit. This is just all rhetoric. The World Health Organization processes allow a small number of global representatives, often unelected diplomats, to impose international laws on all of the WHO's member states. No, it don't. You think it does? Bring it here and enforce that law on me. You know where I live. You know who I am. Come enforce it on me, you son of a bitch. Anywho. See what else the stupid pricks are up to. Oh, it shows that doofus. And I am going to have to take another sip of water. It is so dry here. Unbelievable to be wet and still dry. Pineapple Express, they say. Well, that's what they tell me. What Julian Assange said about the war in Afghanistan applies to the war in Ukraine. It's not about winning the war. It's all about transferring money from U.S. and EU taxpayers to the military industrial security elites and their numerous puppet politicians. Knocked me over with a feather. I didn't know that. Did you? I mean, I hadn't even suspected anything like that. It's video. If you want to go watch him say the same fucking thing that I got, I mean, this is old. This is what you're all about. Who in the hell is who put this out? Don't say. Posted. No, I don't even say. Violent activists tore down dozens of statues, including Columbus, Thomas Jefferson, and George Washington. None were held accountable or charged with a hate crime. And I mean, the people, I mean, the obvious, because the other day, you know, the satanic motherfucking thing, and you know, in the state building, you know, I don't know, I can't remember exactly where it was, but they had the Ten Commandments, and it was in one of the state buildings. It'd been there for fucking probably 100 fucking years, and they made them take it fucking out of there. I mean, if you let these fucking people pussy you and fucking push you around and punk your fucking ass, you get what you fucking deserve. But yeah, you know, you go in and you tear up something devil statue. You can't do that. And this is when the rhetoric becomes fucking real, because you look at these statues, the head knocked off of one, you know, tipped over. What the hell, they got shit written all over some other thing where they knocked a statue over and another statue knocked over. And of course they're not going to do anything about it because they're the fucking communists. They're the fucking enemy. And of course they are going to go after the guy who knocked the fucking Satan, tore the Satan fucking thing up, because that's their fucking goddamn symbol. They're big them, little you, until you step up and knock the fuck out of them. This is the bully. Why don't you face the fucking bully? Kick the fuck out of them. Go down to the satan. How many satanic motherfuckers could there possibly be? You take the fucking 500,000 people down there, and I mean just beat them to a bloody, beat them to death. Who's going to do anything about it? Say, fuck you. No, you're not. You knock over a fucking statue, we'll fucking kill every one of you motherfuckers. And I mean, somebody had to be watching. But they just stand there and they try to get, well, they got the pictures. You got pictures, that's what counts. But yeah, I mean, of course it's hypocrisy. That's what it's all about, is teaching you that it's their fucking goddamn power is fucking superior to your goddamn power, which it is until you enact your real goddamn power under the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. When you invoke that fucking power with a fucking gun, let's see what these motherfuckers are made out of. What do you say? Anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. And we appreciate your donations, and we sure as hell need them. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:46 Pacific time, and that was Hog Jaw with Get Some. You know, and I can just see that goddamn motorhome going down the road. Probably got a badass stereo system in it. Get you some! God, if I had a buck for every time I heard a fucking threat, an empty fucking threat from both fucking sides of this bullshit, I could fucking retire in Barbados. Get you some. How about go out and give some? Are you going down there? What are you going down there for? You're going to go down there and pray that they go away? And pray it goes away. That's what you need to do, man. That's going to work. It's always worked. Let's see. UN war hawks get reckless as desperation sets in. Massachusetts Democratic governor commandeers rec center and black community to house 125 immigrant families. Well, they're taking fucking centers, schools, police stations, airports. They're taking all our fucking buildings that we paid for, and they belong to us. And you get the fuck out of here. I mean, you got to be at some point start knowing what the fucking Indians must have felt like when the fucking lie after lie and then fucking deception after deception, and they kept getting pushed and pushed and pushed. At least they fucking fought. You know, when they said when they stuck their goddamn tomahawk into the goddamn war post, they fucking meant it. Somebody's going to die. They go out and they fucking take some fucking hair. They might, they lost, but they fucking fought. And that's what's wrong. I mean, we're as divided as they were. The people are. They can't get together on one simple fucking document that makes us all one. And that is that fucking Bill of Rights. That is that law, December 15, 1791. That brings us together as a fucking individuals. We're all individuals. But God damn, what a group of individuals, huh? We could crush them in a fucking day. But we're going to make the same fucking mistake. It's what Russell Means was talking about. We're all the Indians this time. You're either for these motherfuckers or you're against them. You're either for us or you're against us. There is no fucking gold and silver fucking shadowed area in between. You got it? Massachusetts, yeah, come here. See what else we got. Israeli diplomat's son claims diplomatic immunity after intentionally running over a cop in Florida. Now, it's hard for me to have a problem with somebody running over a fucking unlawful fucking goddamn corporate mercenary, but this is like the worst of both worlds. This is by Chris, this looks like Minahan, Information Liberation. I wonder what this, probably Fox. We'll see. Abraham, let's see. It's open season on law enforcement in Governor Ron DeSantis's Florida. So long as you're the son of a Israeli diplomat. Abraham Gill, 19, allegedly intentionally ran over a police officer in Miami-Dade with his motorcycle over the weekend and then claimed diplomatic immunity in court and was swiftly released. Well, of course he was. But there's not, I mean, this would outrage people, so you got, it shows that he's about ready to cry. It's, I mean, this is the video of the report. Let's see who did this. Local, it was a Channel 10 local ABC. There it is. This is an ABC article, people. Anyways, we'll go ahead and just read it like we used to in the old days. Over the weekend and then claimed diplomatic immunity. He may escape two felony charges thanks to who his father is, Local 10 News reported. And it says, watch it, but we're not gonna. Abraham Gill is the son of Eli Gill, a diplomat at the Israeli consulate in Miami. According to the U.S. Department of State, family members forming part of the household of the diplomatic agent enjoy precisely the same privileges and immunities as do the sponsoring diplomatic agents. Gill's attorney argued in court that applies to him. Local 10 News said it's not entirely clear whether Gill can claim immunity or not, but as they noted, he was released from court and allowed to go home. Can you get a fucking Jews kid, you kidding me? Or diplomat Jews? The officer who suffered an incapacitating injury to his left leg grabbed Gill and brought him to the ground to stop him, the report states, Local 10 News noted. DeSantis pledged to be tough on criminals who attack police in the wake of the BLM riots, but this case is placing him between a loyalty to Florida, you know, the state he represents, the people he represents, and his loyalty to, there's no question, Israel. My money's on Israel. I don't know about the rest of you. Not surprisingly, he hasn't said a word about the case, and he's not going to, and that's the whole goddamn gist of that story. Illegals running around California border wall after being dropped off by smugglers. And I mean, you could watch this all day long, video after video after video. Just in, absolutely massive, uncontained gas pipeline explosion in Beaver County, Oklahoma. Flames purportedly visible as far away as 30 miles. And I tried to run this. I'm finding this more and more when we put up YouTube turned into X, formerly our Facebook turned into X. When I go to hit the fucking to watch it on my site, we're going to have to find out about that. I'll tell you what, you won't go on my fucking site if it won't play on my site, you motherfuckers. I had to go over to X to watch it, but this is the last time. It's going to be checked. If it won't play on my site, your video, if you have it on X, is not going to be seen on the trenches. Plain and simple. How did Israel gain so much power over the U.S.? Well, we all know exactly how that happened, but it's a video, and it outlines the different steps taken, the bribes, the fucking blackmail. I mean, the whole shebang. The point is they have. And telling us, you know, how something got to be what we already know it to be is a waste of fucking time. What you're watching is one of the greatest medical scandals in modern history. Thousands of kids and adolescents sold the lie that they're born in the wrong body, and if they permanently alter their body, they can be happy. And man, I'll tell you, this was disturbing. I watched it, but man, it was something I'd rather not have fucking watched. I mean, this is a beautiful little fucking girl. I mean, you could go over there and look at it, man. She's beautiful. And she's a little girl. You can tell she's a little girl. And they're these fucking freaks. Look at her fucking dyke mommy. I think dyke mommy might be behind this. But man, they show her taking her down and she's crying and everything as they're trying to put this fucking shit in her. Tell me that ain't a little girl who's comfortable with being a little girl. Her fucking, look at her mom behind her with the fucking devil eyes. Fucking dyke whore. You will answer up for your crimes in the end. All you motherfuckers will. That broadcast went down again. Be right back. Kidokli. But it tore up my heart to watch it happen. If you go watch it, you'll see why. And you see dyke mommy there. Dyke bitch. Dyke. And then the fucking communist fucking doctor. And people ought to be taken out and fucking shot, and that's how I feel about it. MPD officer attacked by group of five. Group five arrested. And I watched that, and it's, you know, this is these fucking foreigners. What these cops ain't realizing is this: these aren't Americans who are scared of the clothes you're wearing. American men will stand there and watch a fucking woman in her fucking final trimester be body slammed so hard that her baby defecates in her uterus. They'll watch women be punched and beat down. And everybody will get a good picture of it, though. Alex Jones wants those goddamn pictures of this fucking atrocities. But they won't. But these guys here, this is a fucking gang of pickpockets out of fucking Venezuela. And there's probably about 8 or 10 of them. But, I mean, even at that, I watch these guys, and they're fucking pussies, man. They're actually young. I mean, they're really like probably 14, 15, 16-year-old kids. But if every one of them attack, when you attack, man, if that would have been fucking just American nationals, that cop would have just started shooting. Kids or not, he just shot them. But I mean, this is Fox 5 News. Here we are again. You know, let's not forget what we're fucking, the main idea here is the institution of your brainwashing by the mainstream media. And that mainstream is Fox, CNN, and CNBC, that alternate, you know, fucking Ministry of Lies propaganda. Let's see what else we got here. 30 Palestinians' bodies discovered in northern Gaza, a school handcuffed and blindfolded. And I mean, it's a video, and it's nasty. Of course they are. They're committing genocide. That's what you do when you commit fucking genocide. And you bring it up every day, and everybody needs to watch it every fucking day. You know what? I'm going to do it again. I'm going to condemn this. But I mean, fuck, we're watching genocide. What's going to happen here? You know they're going to do it here. Are you just going to be a bunch of fucking cunts and just stand there and fucking watch it happen? Watch these goddamn dogs come into your country and kill your fucking people and handcuff them and fucking goddamn gag them and shoot them. George Carlin hits it on the head, the meaning of bipartisanism. The word bipartisanism means some larger than usual deception is being carried out. You know, George, we miss you, buddy. Okay, we'll have to go back up here and look at something else. When I see that little girl's face, if you go look at this beautiful little girl, man, Jesus, how could you do that? Well, dyke mommy back there, fucking, that's how. You want that, that'd be enough to make you want to fucking puke, I promise. Let me see what we got. Anything else up here in the crowd? Oh, you look at that poor Israeli diplomat. So I'm like, let me go. Oy, 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 oy. Might as well do this when we got a little bit of time. Massachusetts DIM Governor commandeers recreation center and black community to house 125 illegal immigrant families. It don't got nothing to do with the color of your fucking skin or being a racist or being white supremacist or anything else. They're here to take out the American National. They're here to tell American Nationals, yeah, you bought and paid for that motherfucking building, but we fucking incorporated it. That means we took it away from you without due process of the fucking law. They should go in there and just shoot the motherfuckers dead. This is by the post-millennial. Residents of the low-income Boston community are furious after the Democratic Massachusetts governor commandeered a local rec center to house illegal immigrants arriving in the sanctuary city amid a massive surge from the Mexican-U.S. border. Greeting. With less than 48 hours notice given to the majority black community, that doesn't matter. And see, that's the propaganda here. It don't matter what fucking color we are. We don't care about the pigment of one another's skin. We're American nationals, individual free sovereign nationals. The color of the skin don't matter. They're doing it to every fucking one of us. You look at them, the color of the skin, their skin don't matter to them. They're fucking committing treason and fucking goddamn tyranny on you. And they're of all fucking colors, all fucking races, all fucking nationalities, all fucking religions, aren't they? But they see, this is where the propaganda goes into fucking gear. Don't tell me, no, not a black, majority black community, just a fucking community. I'm sure that there's plenty of, even though it's a majority black community, I'm sure everybody in the community used the fucking rec center. Democratic Governor Marura Haley, Healy, I guess it is, locked residents out of the Melnay class recreational complex, claiming it was needed for illegal immigrants, many of whom have been sleeping in the city's Logan Airport for months. Well, goddamn, of course they should get it. State Senator Liz Miranda told the Boston Globe that the facility will receive $500,000 makeover. Jesus Christ. That's got to piss some people off. To accommodate the expected 125 illegal immigrant families, but recognize the outrage you're seeing is valid. Roxbury has never gotten its fair share out of the city and the state. I'm hoping West Roxbury steps up. I'm hoping Wellesley steps up and other communities that have rich resources. So they should step up. Fuck off. Get them the fuck out of here. We didn't ask. We didn't give you permission to come and take what's ours without due process of the fucking law and give it to some motherfucking foreigner. Got it? In November, the shelters in Massachusetts were filled, housing 7,500 families in the system, many of whom are currently housed in hospital waiting rooms and churches. So fuck. Unbelievable. Illegal immigrants, illegal fucking invaders, are expected to start moving in on Wednesday. Youth activities and community sports groups were furious with the decision. Boston United Track and Cross Country Hassan Ashmad said that decision had left his program homeless. We come in and folks at the front desk were like, just to let you know, today's your last day, he said. We were told that our permit was revoked and we were out. That's when you go get permission from the fucking government. You could have all got together. You paid to build the son of a bitch anyway. You could have built it and fucking belonged to you and told the government to fuck off or told the corporation to fuck off. It's not a government. It's not our government. It's a goddamn unlawful corporation. It's a fucking goddamn fraud. It has been a fraud since its inception. Everything it's done is fucking a fraud. Everything that came from it's a fucking fraud. And until we remove it, we'll live with those fucking frauds. They'll step in and piss all over us because we won't do anything about it. We won't kick their fucking asses. Haley claimed that the rec center would reopen to the public by June. She told residents a community forum on Monday night, I don't know what we're going to do for a couple of 3 months. I'll call universities. I'll call other places. I'll call you. Gotta come and try and put them in your fucking house now, man. Do it. Former State Senator Diane Wilkerson said, the fact that they can't tell us today that they have alternate sites for the programs they displaced is just despicable to me. Well, the whole goddamn thing, like I said, all comes down to, you know what, people? It's always the same fucking thing, and I always say it, and I always fucking mean it. You know why they do this? Why they done this? Because we let them. We're a fucking bunch of goddamn pussies. I mean, we're not fucking, we have the law, our law behind us. We have the right, we have the goddamn responsibility, the duty. It's your duty to your fucking, to freedom and liberty, to your people, to yourself, to your children, to your grandchildren, your progeny. They want to wipe your goddamn bloodline out. Don't you get it? And you're not willing to fuck, well, how far do they got to go before you're willing to fight, I guess is the question. And that is the word from the trenches.
Yeah.